are now listening to Lower Road Radio.
Hey, welcome one and all to the number one podcast, winter, spring, and fall. Talking sports for the thrill of it all. Hey, talking life, but we're killing it all. Jason and Dan with the master plan. These are dangerous men with the mic in the hand. Ha. Bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Road Radio.
Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right. What? Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right. Yeah. Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right.
What? Bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Road Radio.
Let's get it.
What?
Yep, to Nagra, when the walls fell. This is Dan Owings coming at you another time for Lower Road Radio with my co-host, as always, Jason. Jesse is here, doing all the Jesse things, doing what he does. Stella is on the ones and the zeros, and standing in tonight for the Czar of Information, Preston himself, is Theodore... What's his middle name?
You're going to go dox him in front of thousands of people?
What's that?
What's your mother's maiden name? What's the last four of your Social Security? Don't answer any of those questions ever.
Don't, I'm going to what him? Dox him?
Yeah.
What's that?
Oh, my gosh.
He's so out of it.
So it's like when someone does something online and people find out who they are, they release the information on them, and then they start getting like swatted at their house and... Like bad things happen, like bombs show up on their front porch.
Now you have to explain to Dan what SWATed is.
You know what SWATed is.
Like the SWAT team comes to their house?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they call and say, you know, they're...
I know the SWAT team.
You know.
I've seen the movies.
You know. I had a really bad mosquito infestation at my house last week.
Okay.
And I didn't really know what exactly to do, so I just called the cops. It's probably a good thing I did because they sent the SWAT team.
No, that's stupid.
I liked it.
Did you just come up with that?
Yeah. Of course.
Maybe next time.
All on my own.
Think about it first.
Do you ever say a funny joke and then people ask you, did you just make that up? And you just really, the right thing to do in that situation is just avoid answering.
Yeah.
And just be like, what?
I mean,
did you think it was funny?
Teddy told me something.
I don't know. I say stuff all the time. Last night, we were making fun of Erica.
As you do.
As we do. We do that quite a bit. I'm trying to get her to understand that it is a form of affection.
Yes.
She has not been able to see the light.
She'll
on
be much
that.
Happier when she realizes
just,
that.
Just, you know, take it. It just is what it is.
It's out of love.
So we were making fun of her because we were just hanging out in the living room, and it was like an ambient world type of thing on the television, and it was just light acoustic music. And it said Wyoming nature or something like that. And she looks up. She goes, "Ooh, that's the Teton Mountains." And then Levi starts making fun of her. He's like, "How could you possibly know?" Yeah. She's like, "Because I know that's the Teton Mountains. That's what they look like." And we were giving her a pretty hard time about it. And turns out. She was probably right, but that doesn't really matter. We were all giving her a hard time about it, and then we were making fun of her because then it was like the next thing was like a picture of a goat or something.
Yeah.
And we're like, "Do you know that goat? Like, what's its name?" You know, there's like a fence. I was like, "Who built that fence?
That's Frank's fence."
Yeah. We're all making fun of her and stuff, and then we start talking about the mountains or something. And Michaela was making fun of people in Ohio who talk about the elevation type things in Ohio.
Because we don't have that here.
There's not, you know. And I said, it's funny. I said, you should tell them that their version of mountains are really funny because actually they're just hilarious.
Hilarious.
Yeah. And Erica, she liked it. She's like, "Did you just come up with that?" I was like, what are we talking about? So
do you remember?
We're here.
One of my favorite stories or... experiences with Erica, since we're going to bring it up, was we were moving. I was helping you move from, I guess, where you're in Tulsa.
We were in Tulsa.
And you're going to Richmond, Virginia.
Richmond.
Mm-hmm. So I...
Capital of the Confederacy.
Yeah.
Mount Rushmore of good things about the Confederacy.
The flag.
Heck of a flag.
Heck of a flag.
Great
the flag's
flag.
The best.
That's a great flag. Apparently, some people feel like it stands for racism.
No.
Some people,
that's on the list.
Some people disagree.
That's a different list.
Let's just do this quick. Mount Rushmore. I feel like you know,
the Confederate money was fantastic.
Yes.
Have you seen the Confederate
quality?
The buttons on the like war uniforms, mm-hmm. those were good.
Dixie. I prefer the Southern uniforms to the North, honestly.
And Dixie, the song.
Yeah,
that's it.
What, Mason Dixon line? Does that, can
no.
you throw,
no, okay. We don't like that.
Sorry.
That was not so good.
No, one of my favorite stories, I was helping you move from Tulsa to Richmond.
Yes.
And we got a flat tire somewhere in West Virginia.
We had multiple flat tires on that trip.
We did. I think it was the second flat tire.
In hindsight, I was like, this is God telling us not to move there.
Yeah.
But it took me 5 years to figure that out.
5 years after.
Yes.
So we're sitting in this little diner. The U-Haul's parked out front waiting for a guy to show up to get a new tire because mm-hmm. there's no spare on a U-Haul.
I don't regret moving to Richmond. Let me just say this. Listen. If anybody's listening and you're a friend of mine from Richmond, I'm glad I moved there and that we met and that we are friends today.
And you're glad that you moved away.
And I'd like...
More or less.
It's not you.
Yeah.
You know who...
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Okay. Let's continue.
Okay.
So, flat tire, we're in West Virginia.
Yeah, we're in a diner. And the diner, there's a big glass wall. We're sitting mm-hmm. at a table, eating food, drinking coffee.
Waiting for some dude to come with a new tire.
Waiting for some dude to show up with a tire.
By the way, the dude with the new tire shows up in a van that doesn't look completely dissimilar to your van. Total creeper van, unmarked. And
do you remember what color it was?
No.
It was blue.
It was a blue. Yeah, you know what? That sounds right.
It was a rusty old blue cargo van.
And he gets out of his car and he walks up to the truck.
Yeah, so this was the second guy. So the first guy comes and he... Yeah. He had the impact drill and the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Second guy shows up. He walks around it. He looks at it, mm-hmm. kicks a tire.
He's like, you know what? I don't think now that I'm here, I don't got this particular kind of tire. And I'm going to have to go back to the shop and see if Kenny's got one. Because if he doesn't, it's going to be a minute.
Yeah.
But I will be right back. So now we got 4 or 5 hours to waste in Montana, looking out this
West Virginia,
looking out this window at a mountain.
Yeah, there's a mountain, and it's not.
We're in the heart of Appalachia.
Yeah, and you and I are talking as we do.
As you do.
This is before we started hitting record. Mm-hmm. So this was a Lower Road episode before we knew we had a podcast.
Prequel.
It was a prequel. And we start discussing how long would it take to get up that mountain.
You know, I think I could get up that mountain, like from here or at the bottom.
From here to the very top.
Yeah, I think I could get up there in, what'd you say?
I think I said probably 45 minutes or an hour.
Yeah.
I think I said that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you're like, maybe an hour and a half. Yeah. Erica's like, you guys are crazy. Yeah. That's a 4-hour hike.
Yeah.
She's like, that's not even a mountain.
Yeah.
And that would take 4 hours.
Yeah.
It was a great time.
Turns out.
It's a 4-hour hike.
It would have been at least a 4-hour. I don't think maybe at that time
we were young,
much better shape back then.
Yeah.
We might have been able to pull it off in 4 hours, but 45 minutes.
I'm just thinking, I'll just
just go right up there. I can see it from here. How can I not be there in 45 minutes if I can see it from here? Right?
It'd probably take 45 to drive it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It like winds all the way up there.
Yeah.
Anyways, I remember that. Was one of my favorite.
We also stayed at a hotel that Erica was pretty sure was also a place for other activities.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
Yeah. So, all right. So it is a January day in Ohio in 2024, and we're here to entertain the masses as we do. So, Jason, we have stuff from...
We do have stuff. So, quick shout out. We were on Keith Malinak's...
Keith Malinak.
Yeah, his podcast. It's At the Mic with Keith.
Go Huskers.
He's a Husker fan. Oh. Went to Nebraska for college. And so we just want to say thank you, Keith. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
And, I had a great time.
Yeah. No, he specifically said, who's that Jesse guy? Yeah. Leave him out of it.
Probably.
And we're like, yeah, we assumed.
Of course.
Yeah.
We wouldn't do that to you, Keith. You're a professional.
So thanks to Keith. If you haven't seen it yet, go over to his channel and watch it.
Mm-hmm.
There's some shorts on our channel that you can kind of catch up on. So that's out there. And then a couple other podcasts, just really quick. Carol Remarks, I listen to Carol a couple times a week. She has a daily podcast. So 7 times a week she releases an episode. I listen to about 3 of them, just to be honest. I like Carol. It's a good podcast. And then I've been on Brutally Honest podcast a couple times with John Swank.
Also, forgot to mention, we're in the Daffy Down Studios. This is Daffy Down Studios. Go to daffydown.com.
Yep.
Daffy Down Industries is the name of the company. Go to daffydown.com. And enter into the promo code Lower Road Radio, and you will get a
15%
discount.
And that's real.
That's for real, man. So, go ahead and do that. Honestly, it would help the show. If you're like, I want to help the show, and I want some super cool duck gear, do that.
Yeah. So, that's all that. So that's the business of the show. Business. Get that out of the way.
Business.
So a couple things. I said, we're recording tonight. I said, we're releasing an episode today. And we're recording.
We are going to release an episode today, just so you know.
And we're recording one tonight.
Uh-huh.
So Jasper says, when exactly?
Freaking Jasper.
Yeah, he's all over it.
Yeah.
I responded. I said, I didn't want to believe that you're just a dumb redneck, but you're proven to be true on every single post as a dumb redneck.
Yeah.
I said, read a book and dump the MAGA religion, you Florida hillbilly.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
Listen, he's poking. I'll poke back.
Yeah.
So Kara wants to know, do you ever get into any conspiracies? Because she knows I'm on the conspiracy wagon.
Yeah.
Me and Jesse do. Is there a conspiracy that you hold?
Well, I would say personally, I have no problem believing that the government would lie they or do. Cover something up.
Yeah, yeah.
I have been in charge of things in my life.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So I have been in a situation in which I said, let's say I was in charge of like 30 or 40 teenagers on a bus. And I have some information.
This is allegedly.
This is a hypothetical situation.
Yeah.
And I have some information that I really don't want them to have about where this trip is heading and something that went wrong, something that's not going to happen, that they thought was going to happen.
Yeah.
Just bad information
that
would maybe make the masses turn on me.
Yeah.
Right?
Because you're in a tight spot.
I'm in a tight spot. Yeah. I got to control these kids.
Yeah.
So allegedly. So I'm not saying I would lie to them, but I would certainly withhold information that they would like to know.
Or slightly mislead them.
Or I might even slightly mislead them so that I can control them.
Okay? So magnify that on a country
and
scale.
And here's the thing. Yeah. I don't get... There's no incentive for me financially... professionally, it's just survival, right? So take people that are evil, or that are maybe not even evil on the outset, but are just selfish, ignorant, whatever, and then give them a financial incentive to lie. Yeah, of course they're going to lie.
Yeah.
So I have no problem believing that the government, any government, would lie. And I know a lot of conspiracy theories revolve around the fact that the government's lying to us.
Right.
Okay. So I do have no problem with that. That all of that being said, I watched the moon landing thing on Fox in like 2000, like everybody did.
That first
one.
Yeah.
It was the first time I had ever heard that it could have. Now it's common knowledge
that we didn't.
That it was possibly faked, or people think it's faked. But at the time, I had never heard anything.
Yeah.
And you got to understand, this is basically pre-internet. It's not pre-internet, but it's pre-social media.
Yeah.
Nobody's crazy internet.
Right.
And when something was on ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, or PBS,
it was,
you just assumed it was true.
It was the gospel truth.
It was well, they can't say it if it's not true. This is a documentary. I remember I watched it and I couldn't stop talking about it.
Yeah.
And I was telling everyone, guys, I don't think they made some good points. The flag was moving, guys.
There's no
wind on the moon. How is the flag moving? They said lots of other things. Okay. So that was the only conspiracy that I kind of got into. Some more research showed me personally that it was,
well, we don't have to get
it was
into
crafted
it.
Carefully. Yeah. So what I'm saying is that's the only one that I can ever remember like super getting into.
Yeah.
But it was brief.
Where do you fall on Bigfoot? I mean, gun to my head, he's real.
Mm-hmm.
Gun to your head.
So when you say he's real,
there's a series of wild animals.
There's a
bipedal.
There's a species of animal out there that we don't have proof on.
Yeah.
Probably
exactly 7 or 8 foot tall, hiking around in the Pacific Northwest.
Okay. Or maybe the Alps or something like that. I would go. I give that a 10% chance.
Ah, that hurts.
That it's possible. I wouldn't say zero.
I would say 10. It's not possible.
I know. Now, I'm one of those guys, right? That I'm like I believe in the spiritual, Jason. Okay.
And, you think they're demons?
I think they're demons. Okay. Yes, because the reports from all over the world seem to be pretty similar about these things. So I think personally, now this might throw some people off.
Yeah.
We might get some hate.
Yeah.
If you make this into a short, but personally, I think the Bigfoot is a demonic presence.
You're allowed to be wrong about things. It's okay.
Is that a conspiracy?
No. Okay. Well, I mean,
in its own way,
it's not what people would think is true. So, yeah, you would believe something contrary to common belief. Jebless wants to know, will Jesse ever get his intro music?
It's a good question.
It's up to you. You're the one with the technological know-how. Yeah. I just
been busy lately.
So I was watching, I don't remember what it was, but it's just so funny. So TV shows, movies, there's cops or detectives or people doing things, and they usually have a tech person.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They go into a room and there's a greasy, oily, white person there.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like in Jurassic Park, it's a Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
Or it's a Wayne Knight, a fat guy.
Yeah.
And I think it was Jurassic Park that I was watching. And but it's always the same. They say, "Oh, can you pull that up? Can you pull that up?" And they're like, "Yeah, absolutely."
Yeah.
And they just type.
Yeah.
There's got to be a mouse involved.
You would think so.
And they do things like on pictures. "Well, let me pull that up for you." And they say, "Enhance." Okay. "Enhance." Okay. And they can zoom in close on this grainy footage.
Right.
So, I don't know. That's just...
What does that have to do with Jesse's intro?
You're the technological person. So, I view you fixing it like going...
Oh, yeah. No, it's okay. I have to... It's a few steps.
Does it involve two mouse?
Yeah, it involves a mouse.
Okay.
So and an SD card.
Could you do it only but with keyboard prompts?
No.
You need a mouse.
No, somebody could.
Someone could.
Someone could. I couldn't.
You couldn't.
Okay. I don't know.
That's good to know.
Keep that well.
I'll keep that.
So there's some other stuff. I don't know. Giblets also wants to know, what's your favorite pairing of food and drink?
What is your favorite pairing? Oh, that is good. That's a good question.
Listen, he's probably...
Who's that? I
mean, Giblets.
Okay.
He brings some gold. He's got it.
Let's see. Pairing of a food and a drink. I'm going to have a hard time beating coffee and a donut.
That's pretty good. Let's do the Mount Rushmore of pairings.
Okay, well, we could do it. Let's do it. So coffee and a donut belongs on there.
I'm a little excited about this.
Okay,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Coffee and a donut. I would say I want to come in strong with, I don't know if we could just say pop and popcorn.
Okay.
Like popcorn. So I used to always, when I did drink pop, I used to always get cherry Coke at the movie theaters.
Yeah.
I don't like cherry Coke in any other avenue, but for some reason, cherry Coke and popcorn is what I would always get.
Yeah. That's fine.
Okay.
I want to make a hard push for beer and a brat.
Yeah.
Beer and a brat, like at a baseball game, you're grilling out.
Yeah. Okay.
Friends over. A beer and a brat is a great pairing.
Okay. Can we say root beer with a cheeseburger? Like at a Stewart's?
Oh, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
I like pizza and milk.
No.
You know, milk, though, that's obviously awful and you should leave, but milk and cookies.
Milk and cookies all day.
That belongs
all day.
Whether it's on your personal Mount Rushmore or not,
I think it is above the cherry Coke and the popcorn.
I agree. So we definitely have coffee and a donut.
Yeah.
We definitely have milk and cookies. You want to put beer and a brat on there.
Beer and brat belong on there.
Now, is this international or is this American?
Sure. Yeah, international.
Well, I think wine and cheese is a big deal.
I think that it... Well, iconic, yeah.
Yeah.
What about tea and a crumpet?
Ooh! There it is. So...
That's five things.
Well, we're going to have to get rid of one of them. So we're definitely get milk and a cookie. Come on. That belongs on there. Coffee and a donut. I'll fight you if you want to take that off of there. That belongs on there.
I have to have beer.
We will honor our police officers.
Beer and a...
Around here?
Yeah, come on.
We vote blue. Our mayor is blue.
Yeah.
So you want to put beer and a brat on there?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got, milk and cookies, coffee and a donut, beer and a brat, and then it's down to wine and cheese or...
Tea
and crumpets.
Yeah.
I'll take tea and crumpets.
I think wine and cheese is probably more iconic.
You think so?
I think so.
Teddy?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good answer. Here's the thing about the show, Teddy. And, you know, I could see how you don't know this, but we never know anything. And it doesn't stop us from saying things.
And we've never said, "I don't know."
Yeah, that's just not in our vocabulary. we talk. Whether you believe what you're saying, right. whether it's 100% true, it doesn't really matter.
You don't even know, you just say something.
Yeah. So let's just ask you again, yeah. Teddy. You got two options, tea and crumpets or wine and cheese. Which one do you pick?
Tea and crumpets.
See, there it is. Yeah. And everybody believes that you have an opinion, even though in reality you don't know.
Right.
But if that's the tact we took, every show would be like 5 minutes long. You'd right. ask one question. Or, I don't know. Yeah.
Like if I said, would you rather be a Hindu or a Buddhist? I don't know.
I'm uneducated on both of those. Well, let's do this. A Hindu or a Buddhist? Oof, gosh.
I'm going to go Buddhist all day. With the monks?
Buddhist.
I'm going Buddha. No, man. I'm going Hindus.
Hindu.
The chicks do the belly dancing.
Yeah, but Buddha's a big fat guy.
Buddha's fat guy. I feel like the Hindus, they have a lot of gods. Aren't the Hindus the one that when the husband dies, that the wife has to be killed too, and then so she can be buried with him?
Yeah, that checks out.
Sounds good.
Okay. So
none of our wives want us to be Hindu.
Okay, so we'll be Buddhist.
But if she dies, we don't have to die with her. We get to marry.
We should go to the belly dancing club.
Absolutely true. What are we talking about?
I don't know.
That's all the X stuff.
That's all the X stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there's some.
I feel like I was on a train, but it doesn't really matter. All right. So yeah,
I've got some things. Do you have some things?
Yes, I do.
Let me just do my thing really quick.
Okay.
Because you said your thing is really good. Let's just get my thing out of the way.
I don't want to brag, but it's going to be my new opener.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. So a couple years ago, I was in, for your stand-up you're talking about. Okay.
I've been waiting to hear from Nate.
Yeah.
Because I know he has people open for him.
Yeah.
That are, quite frankly, not quite as funny as some people. And I would love to open for Nate.
Yeah.
Bargatze.
I'm sure he'd let you.
Nate, I'm your kind of comedian. I'm clean.
Yeah.
I'm roughly your age. Yeah. We're pretty much the same age. And I'm a listener to Nate Land.
Ish.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm a listener.
You have listened in the past.
What else is a listener? That's what a listener is.
You're not an active listener.
I'm not a current listener.
You're not listening right now.
Yeah. I'm not a practicing Catholic. Anyway, what's your thing?
Okay, so I was in Tulsa. Let me set it up with this.
Please do.
I was in Tulsa a couple years ago. And do you remember Drew and Sue?
No.
Okay, so Drew and Sue, they were part of Impact, a camp that we went to when we were teenagers.
Okay.
So Drew did like skits and games and stuff like that. And this was back in the mid-90s at the camp,
mid-90s.
Right? Mm-hmm. And I knew Drew. I talked to Drew. I was friends with Drew. And fast forward 15, 20 years, I find myself in Tulsa at a conference, maybe 25 years down the road. And I'm looking across the auditorium that we're in. There's 2,000 people in the room. And I know him from Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm in Oklahoma.
Sure.
I see him from a distance. I'm like, I tell the buddy I'm with, his name is Arliss. I said, Arliss, I think I know that guy.
Yeah.
He's like, are you for real? I'm like, yeah, I think that's Drew. I know him from Ohio. And he goes, well, go say hi. I'm like, hold on a second. And so from a distance,
yeah.
I go, hey, Drew.
Mm-hmm.
He turns around.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's Drew.
Yeah.
So I go up, shake his hand, talk, hey, how you doing? Mm-hmm. We did the whole thing.
Sure.
So the other day, I'm at Meijer, as I do, and walking around, and I see a guy. And I wasn't 1,000% sure I knew who he was.
Yeah.
I thought I knew.
Been there.
He was on the city council or the city zone.
That happened to me with Dale Cramp. I already told that story, but yeah, continue. Yeah.
So this guy, he actually married our friend Vicky.
Okay.
So I see him.
I've met this guy.
You've met him.
Mm-hmm.
He's big in Marion. Lots of people know him.
If you say so.
Yeah. Well, turns out I only know him.
Mm-hmm.
By his first name that everybody calls him,
mm-hmm.
and it's Dick.
Okay. So oh, that's a tough situation.
Is it appropriate mm-hmm. in Meijer's, because that's my go-to, yelling across the room. Mm-hmm. So is it appropriate across from Meijer's to say, hey, Dick? Because I think a couple people might turn around at that point.
Yeah,
and then I feel really weird.
I think it's inappropriate. I think it puts you in a tough
spot.
That's
his name.
Well, I understand, but yelling
and he's
that.
He's introduced himself to me as that.
Yelling that. In a crowded room, feels like you're going to get a couple of glares.
So, okay.
I might give you a glare.
I'm sure that you would. Now, the alternative mm-hmm. is to go up and say, hey, Dick,
mm-hmm.
and try to shake his hand.
Mm-hmm.
What if it's not Dick?
Yeah.
What if it's his brother, Tony?
Let me give this suggestion.
Yeah.
Just don't even acknowledge him.
I didn't.
Okay.
But I really wanted to. It's hard for me. Listen, I've got some of my father in me.
Yeah, I know.
I know. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Wherever I go, mm-hmm. I was 2,000 miles from home and I mm-hmm. saw someone.
Sure. And right? you want to make that connection.
I want to make that connection.
I don't feel the need to make that connection. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, people. You know what?
Dan, if you nuts, seek, Dick.
If you seek me out,
yeah,
I'm happy to talk. We can talk. But you're over there. I'm over here.
I flag people down all the time.
If I really know, I flagged someone down today.
Yeah.
I saw a couple people. I was at Panera this morning, and I saw, I think, three or four people walk in, and I gave them.
Yeah.
But they were all people that I knew that I knew, yeah. and that I knew me.
Right.
But if it's somebody that I know, but I don't know that they know me,
yeah.
or I don't know that I know them as
no,
the
I
person
yeah.
I think they are,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
then I just let it go.
You did say you saw Ray Grogan today.
I did see Ray Grogan today. I was driving down Center Street. Ray Grogan was leaving the... Let me just set this up. So
Ray Grogan, tell us who Ray Grogan
is. If it's possible, let's just say yeah. that what you're listening right now might be evidence in a court case one day. So I want to get my story straight. I know I'm not technically under oath, but this might be...
Ray Grogan is our local prosecutor.
And we love Ray.
Ray's great.
We've been pro-Ray from the beginning.
I voted for him every time.
I voted for Ray. I voted for Bill Collins.
Yeah.
I voted for some of the others. I can't remember
as
most
long
of
as
their names.
They had an R by their name.
Mary Stoneburner. I think I voted for her.
Yeah.
So anyway, I see Ray, and he's leaving the corner market in downtown Marion.
Right over here.
Sure, right over there. And he works largely at the courthouse across the street.
As a prosecutor would.
I imagine he frequents the corner market.
Yeah.
I imagine that he frequents the corner market enough to know
yeah.
that, Jason, no further than 10 yards from where I saw him stand was a crosswalk.
Yeah.
Now, Ray's an expert on the law.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt about that.
Right.
Okay. I would assume, although I'm not an expert on the law.
No, you're not.
I would assume that it is illegal for one to do what they call, and I hope this is not a derogatory term, jaywalk.
Yeah.
Okay. He was a jaywalker.
Yeah.
Okay. And he did not go on the crosswalk, even though it was pretty close. And he had to do the little jog.
Yeah.
You know the little jog.
I know the jog.
I'm not out for a run, but I got to do a little jog.
Joe Biden does a jog.
Joe Biden, it's a different situation.
He does a fall.
He doesn't remember if he wore his Depends that day.
Right.
And so it's like,
an emergency
what's
situation.
Going on?
Yeah.
I don't think that was Ray's situation, but I can confirm.
Was he clinch running?
No. It was a shuffle.
A shuffle. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I can confirm, and I would, under oath, I would be forced. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I'm not seeking this out. But if someone put me under, I would be forced to say, yes, I saw Ray Grogan break the law. Make that a short, just that phrase.
I saw Ray Grogan break the law.
With my own two eyes, okay? And so I saw him jaywalk.
But
and,
you could plead the fifth.
I could plead the fifth.
No,
but
now.
But now this is out.
Oh.
Now, but technically, I'm not under oath,
yeah.
and I'm already on record.
Oh, so allegedly, he jaywalked.
It's all allegedly.
Yeah,
but between you and me,
just between us girls.
So here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
We invited Ray Grogan to be here next week.
Oh well, I'll have to confront him on this.
Yeah.
Now, listen, Ray's a man, okay?
Ray is
and,
a man,
and as a man,
yeah.
if he will stand up,
own his mistake,
take ownership of it.
Yeah.
See, like I messed up.
Yeah.
Okay. I am not a crook, that sort of thing, and say, you know, I'm not a perfect person. I apologize for anyone I may have hurt
right.
during this difficult time.
Right.
And, you know, I hope that through this time, his wife and his kids stick with him and right. by his side. It's going to be a rough time for him.
And we're going to need him to promise not to do it again.
Yeah, obviously, we're going to need a yeah. pretty firm promise that the jaywalking, his jaywalking days are in the past.
Right.
He thought he could get away with it. He thought he was above the law, but he's not.
Listen, as stupid as that is, all
uh-huh.
of that,
yeah.
I can't wait to have that conversation with him next
yeah.
week.
And you want to make this a short? Okay.
Okay, so wait, just, let's stop. Okay, short time.
Ray Grogan thought he was above the law. Stop. When I saw him jaywalk. But we really do support Ray. He's yeah. doing good work down
I
there.
I love Ray.
Big fan. For real.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, I don't know the guy's running
If he's ever prosecuting you in a crime, mm-hmm. just say, enter hashtag Lower Road Radio on the paperwork, and he'll cut you loose.
Yeah. Sure.
He told me that.
Allegedly.
Make that a short one. So, yeah. Is that your thing? What is the thing? I don't remember. Oh, yeah. So you want to know if it's okay to yell out.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're I didn't yell out at Ray. I thought about it. But
I would have.
You definitely would have. You'd have honked and yelled.
Hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, you'd have made a big deal about it. But I just kind of kept on going. I didn't.
That's the difference between you and me.
One of them.
Yeah.
So
also, real quick. Uh-huh. I'm sorry. Carol wanted to just comment on she is also bald. And she said she had a mole on her head, too. So she understands your pain.
Somebody is making fun of us because I said I'm bald. And that I'm proud of it. And they're like, these guys...
Because I said I'm also bald.
Yeah, and these guys are saying they're proud of being bald, but yet they're wearing hats. Okay, listen. All right.
Short time.
Whatever your name is, I don't even remember whatever your tag is on YouTube. I have to wear a hat because I get chilly, okay? It's got nothing to do with me being ashamed. Yeah. It's just...
It's
45
degrees in this room.
Turns out without hair on your head, it gets a little cold. A lot of heat escapes from the dome.
We're wearing like jackets and
hoodies. I'm bundled up here.
See, I do wear a hat because I'm ashamed that I'm balding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Balding, much worse than bald.
Yeah,
I'll take bald over balding. So, okay.
That's all the X stuff.
Get that out of the way. Just another quick YouTube comment. Somebody dupled... commented, why am I getting on one of our YouTube videos? Why am I getting recommended dorks that can't fight and still comment on fights? I don't know what that means. I guess I'll take the. All right, I'm a dork.
Yeah.
I've been called worse.
Yeah. Today.
Yeah. Like definitely. Fatso and
speaking
baldy.
Of fatso, good transition.
You're welcome.
Professional. I have had a system in my head that I have been working on fine-tuning for years, but I didn't realize it that I was doing it until just a couple of days ago. And then I realized that I have been working on this system that I'm about ready to roll out here live on Lower Road Radio. I've been working on this for a while, and it is how I answer a specific question, okay? And the question is, how do I decide if someone is fatter than me?
Uh-huh.
All right. You see people out in the world, okay?
Because this is an active thought.
It's an active thought. Yeah. Something I think quite a bit. I usually see people, men, I don't think about this with women, but whenever I see a guy, there's a comparison.
Every single time.
Single time. Okay.
I do too.
So here's my system. Yeah. You ready for this? If he's just obviously fatter than me, right? Like scooter fat.
Yeah.
Okay. And then he's fatter than me. Okay.
Like
so
obese.
Yeah. Then that equals fatter than me.
I mean, you are also obese.
Technically.
Yeah.
I hope to one day be overweight, but I am.
Got some high goals.
You used to be morbidly obese.
I was morbidly obese. Now,
and now
I'm
you're
obese.
Just obese. Yeah.
I'm hoping I'll be overweight one day.
He left the club.
I know. So,
For the record, is there something past morbidly obese?
Dead.
Oh, yes. That's where it leads. It's the only place to go after morbidly obese.
Well, I feel like morbidly obese is really easy to hit. Because I've hit it in my life, too.
Sure. It's fun to get to.
Once you're there, it's not as much fun.
So anyway, fatter than me obviously equals fatter than me. Okay?
Yeah.
As fat as me, right?
There's a range.
Yeah, I'm going through the different types of people. Yeah. So on the top end of the scale is fatter than me, okay?
Right. I gotcha.
Those people are fatter than me.
Yeah.
The people that are as fat as me, those people are also fatter than me, okay? Like when I look at them and they really are as fat as me, I look at them and think, they're fatter than me, okay?
Look at Pudge over here.
All right. Yeah. So someone who's 10 to 20 pounds less than me, I would look at them and be like, you know, they might be fatter than me. You know, I'm seeing a gut here. That person, it's close. But I think they're fatter than me.
Like right now, you would say that we're close.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 20 pounds lighter than you.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
So you think I could be fatter?
Hey, he could be fatter than me. If I saw you in public and I didn't know you, I'd be looking at you. He could be fatter than me. 30 pounds less. Then I look at that person and I'm like, that's probably what I look like. but I still look better than them.
I wear it better.
I wear it better. Yeah. So, yeah. So the person out there that's 30 pounds less than me, I look at them, I think, okay, that's pretty similar.
Yeah.
But I'm still look better. Yeah. Okay. Once you get to 40 pounds less than me, then I look at that person, I'm like, you know, I only would have to lose a couple of pounds. Like, if I went on a 3-day fast, I look like that.
Yeah. It's not even on a long
water
weekend.
Weight. And then, yeah. You know, if I'm a little bloated one day, maybe, yeah. But it wouldn't take much. Okay. Now 50 pounds less. Now we're getting somewhere. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I look at that person and I say, well, I used to weigh that much. When I did, though, I looked better. Like, I was more toned than that person. Yeah. That person's a little frumpy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, sure, they're way lighter than me.
Yeah.
Or, you know, a little bit lighter than me. But they're kind of frumpy. Yeah. And when I was that weight, I was fit, man.
Yeah.
And then we'll go to 60 pounds or more less than me.
And these are just called normal people.
Sure, yeah. Those are what,
just a normal person.
That's what the FDA would consider a healthy weight. I look at that person and I say, you know what? Too skinny.
Yep.
You need to put on some weight. It's weird how skinny you are. Like, it's strange.
That is weird. Mm-hmm. Some people, skinny is, they're just a skinny dude. Mm-hmm. But there are people, it's like, you could put on some weight.
Yeah, you need to put on some weight. Yeah. Like Randy Jackson. You seen that guy recently?
No.
The dude from...
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, pull up a recent picture of Randy Jackson. He looks like... death.
He might
be sick. I don't want to make fun of him. Is he sick? Anybody? Yeah. Did I just?
I don't know.
He has lost a lot of weight, and it does
He's also got a big head.
He looked better fat. Right? I don't know. Not anymore. Really.
Same with Drew Carey.
Yeah, I don't
when
like.
He lost
I don't
all
like
that weight.
Skinny Drew Carey.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like if you're like Jonah Hill was another one.
Yeah.
Don't like, he don't looks care weird. For skinny Jonah Hill. Now I don't need morbidly obese.
No,
Jonah
but here's
Hill,
the thing.
He needs to be at least chunky.
If you're a celebrity and you reach obesity, that's who you are now.
I can't imagine a better life because you have to keep up with the Joneses in order to be a celebrity unless you can somehow hack the system, be obese, and still be a celebrity.
Yeah, come on.
Come on, man. Ride that train.
That's the dream right
Ride
there.
Ride that train.
Yeah.
Gabriel Iglesias did it too.
Did he get skinny?
Ish. I mean, skinny enough to where it was like his comedy wasn't as funny anymore.
Yeah. Especially if you're a comedian and you're fat.
Fat people are
I'm
funny.
Sorry, that's
him,
it.
Ralphie May.
Did Ralphie May lose weight?
No, he's dead.
No, he's, well, he,
they say
I'm,
you lose,
I'm guessing he's probably pretty thin.
Don't
now.
They say you lose a specific amount of weight when you die? Like the moment you die, it's
your
like so many ounces or something like that?
I don't know.
They say that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw a morbidly obese guy. I had an interaction with a guy much bigger than me, but he was probably like 6'10". And probably 500 pounds. Every bit. Just, big guy.
Yeah.
I've seen him at the Y. He walks the track.
He's a huge, bulging man.
Just
that's from. Sorry.
But I see him. He's been working out. He walks the track. He's trying. Good for him. And today in the locker room, just getting dressed after my shower, he walks in.
But do we have to censor anything here?
Nope.
Okay, good.
He walks in and. He walks by me, and as you do when a person walks by you, sometimes you kind of glance at him.
Mm-hmm.
And I glanced, and he looked at me, and he goes, "Oh, yeah, brother." I was like, "Oh, It was just so weird because I don't know if it was he was just jacked that he got a good workout or if he was like, another fat person.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it was kind of like a camaraderie thing, like, yeah, two fatties at the Y. And I'm like, listen, you're two of me.
Okay. But what if he gave you a, you'll get there?
No.
Like, yeah, hey, man.
Someday I will.
Listen. Don't beat yourself up. You're going to get there. It's going to be
someday
okay.
Someday you too can be 500 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can only hope.
One of my favorite things.
We're running short on time, by the way.
Yeah.
Should we hit Netflix or do you want to do your?
I'll just say what I'm going to say.
Okay.
It reminded me when I said, you'll get there. One of my favorite things to do is, well, you mentioned Impact. So this is going to be two Impact things. I'm going to see a lot of Impact people this weekend. This is the summer camp that we do. And I will say this.
For the privileged kids.
For the privileged. It's a summer camp that we put on for privileged kids. This is true. So they are privileged.
For advantage.
It doesn't just because they're privileged, that means they shouldn't get a fun summer camp? Right?
The prizes for the activities are just like Maseratis and Lamborghinis. Yeah,
sure.
Well, they already have iPods and stuff like that.
Right, it's all... Anyway, the band at Impact is very good.
Yeah.
They're very talented.
Yeah.
And I'm friends with a lot of them, and they work really hard. I mean, they really pound it out. I mean, yeah. they work very hard at their craft.
Yeah.
I love to go up to them after a worship practice set and give them a kind of a cheer. Hey man, you guys, I mean, honestly, you are so, so close. Like it's just like, I'm here to tell you, don't get discouraged.
Don't give up.
I mean, you guys are going to get it. Okay. And I want you to know you're going to figure this thing out. I mean, I believe in you 100% and I know you can do it. And when the time comes, you're going to do it. Okay. So don't be discouraged. And most of them know.
They know you.
That I'm messing with them.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, it because there's a particular type, Jason.
I know the
it
type.
It really bothers them.
I know it.
And
know.
It's fun for me.
Yeah.
So
you're talking right. Matt Neff.
We can do the Netflix suggestion of the week now. Matt's the original Impact Band.
Yeah.
I mean, he was blonde tips, wife beater, cargo shorts,
tinted glasses. Like transition. He had like the
6'7", 100 pounds.
Netflix,
chest hair popping out.
Watch these shows of the
that's embarrassing.
Netflix, maybe Hulu Plus. Netflix, watch these shows with us. Netflix, maybe Hulu Plus. Amazon
Jason,
Prime or something like that,
what
like
is your Netflix suggestion of the week?
My Netflix suggestion of the week is found on Netflix. Netflix original.
All right.
I've been watching it with the wife. We are season 1, episode 5. Mm,
that's a good place to be. How many seasons are
there? I think
there's
5.
Ooh, nice.
So I got some time ahead of me here.
That's a beautiful place.
And each one's like an hour long.
Oh, come on.
This is great.
How many seasons per episode or per season? How many episodes per season?
Like 10 to 12 maybe?
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, I got some stuff ahead
this
of me.
This isn't like a 4-episode thing, like a Sherlock thing.
No, it's not a Sherlock scenario. Peaky Blinders.
Oh, right. Yeah, he did.
He did.
That's fine.
Did I already do it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're on Peaky Blinders. That's literally all I've watched.
Okay.
Like, what, 2 episodes?
Hello, Peaky Blinder.
Hello.
We're going to go rough them up.
Yeah, now that I say it out loud. That's literally the only thing I've watched.
That's fine.
But, yeah. Peaky Blinders is great.
Uh-huh.
I love it.
Okay.
Not kid friendly.
I, as has already been established, am only watching things that, quote, don't really count. Because we're not watching TV right now.
Yeah.
But yet some things, we found a way to slip them into the acceptable list.
Keith's podcast, I sent you some things. I'm like, make sure you watch this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just so that you could be up on
That's educational. I had
it's
to watch
educational.
It. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that didn't
So
count.
We'll watch that. Like a Jordan Peterson interview or something. Yeah, we're going to watch that.
It's an interview.
This is an interview. This is not like sitting down and watching television.
Yeah.
Okay. So we...
And the news is the news.
Yeah, and then Sunday afternoon.
Well, I mean, we're napping.
We're not, it's so not like we looked at each other. We're like, we're not watching this, right? We're just turning something on, and we're
so
gonna
that we can go to
sleep in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
3 hours later, Erica is crying while Frodo is taking the boat, and Sam saying, you know, I won't leave you, sir. You know, that sort of thing. You know. Gandalf said not to leave, and I meant not to. So so we did turn on Lord of the Rings Sunday afternoon.
But that was just a sleep too.
But it was background. I fell asleep before Bilbo's party even started. Okay? So for me, it was fine. So some things have slipped under the radar as that doesn't count. So educational TV does not count. Okay?
Right.
So documentaries, now we're good. We can watch documentaries. So we've been rewatching, and I love it. I absolutely love it, and it's so pretentious, but we've been rewatching New York, a documentary film by Rick Burns, brother of Ken Burns. It was made, I don't exactly know, but it's not widescreen. I'm guessing late 80s is my guess, based upon, because they do like some modern shots of New York, and I'm looking at the clothing in the cars, and it feels like late 80s to me when they made the documentary. Like I said, it's very pretentious. It's like waxing poetic about the nature of New York and its people, and it is But I love it. Yeah. It's so good. It starts off with the Dutch settlers, and then if I remember correctly, it ends somewhere like around the 90s, but then later, years later, they did a post 9/11 episode where they covered that and how it impacted the city. So, but it's really great. So right now I'm in like 1905 and the subways just got built. And so now the city has completely changed because of the subways, but yet steel is still not really being used. And so the city has not gone up yet. Still just kind of sprawled out.
Right.
And so once steel is in the picture, then everything changes on the landscape of New York City. But yeah, I get the sense that New York City was a pretty nasty, dirty, awful place to live for many, many years.
Still
and
is.
Still is today. Yeah. That so, being said, I love New York City.
Well, here's the thing. On our Sunday space that we do on Twitter, someone brought up the question, what are three places that you would want to move to or three places that you would never move to?
Okay.
New York is a place I never want to move to. Never. Okay. There's no reason to be in New York ever.
It's not on your top three, though.
Oh, it's in my top three. Of not to go?
In the world, Jason?
Well, the world, maybe. I don't know. I don't speak Chinese.
Okay, so that's be there tough. Are just going to be some places in the world you're going to immediately be killed.
What about the United States? A Muslim country.
Yes, yeah. If you're a professing Christian.
Well, I mean, we all serve Father Abraham.
Okay. That's what so I would you're going to talk yourself like, out of that one.
Are you a Christian? Listen, well, Father Abraham.
Father Abraham, you know. Jesus was a good teacher.
He was a prophet,
right?
He was
a prophet. Yeah. You think that. You think that.
I also think he was prophetic.
We agree on many things. Now, I'm just going to back away.
I'm like Homer Simpson going back in the bush.
So, in America, okay,
let's go
it can
America.
Be in your top three
I'm sorry,
in America.
Let's go America.
Okay, that's
top three. Three places you would want to move to, three places you would refuse to move to.
Yeah,
and so, to me, it's like New York, Chicago, L.A.
I get it.
Like, I don't want to go to those places. Mm-hmm. Or Detroit, maybe. I mean, awful places.
Mm-hmm.
But three places I wouldn't mind moving to.
What, three?
I don't know. It's just some person. I don't know.
Okay,
I don't know what
sorry.
They did this. Like, I think Appalachia. You know, West Virginia, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you fit in.
I fit. Listen.
Yeah.
I have a copper still. I know how to run it.
Mm-hmm.
Appalachia. I think I'd be good there. I think Florida might be okay.
You and do just fine in Florida.
Florida man.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think maybe Texas.
Okay.
If Texas becomes its own country, I'm gone.
Yeah. Those are good ones.
Yeah. So what about you?
So places I don't want to live?
Yeah.
I mean, there's got to be places like in the Deep South that are just no fun to live in.
Like Alabama?
I don't know. You know, just some, just some backwater cities that are just, they never let go of the Civil War, and it's just hot and sticky all the time.
There's a place called Arab, Alabama.
Yeah.
I imagine a place like that would be.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But I feel like, yeah, maybe a couple of places. So like, I'm stupid, okay? I understand this. I'm ignorant. There's an appeal.
But you like the Confederate flag.
Big fan
of short that
of not necessarily everything that everyone thinks that it stands for them.
Yeah.
Okay.
But what's the first thing you think of when you think Confederate flag?
Shelby Foote.
Okay. That's a good one.
I love Shelby Foote. I won't apologize for that.
I love Shelby Foote too.
I will not apologize for that.
He's great.
There are other people out there that they don't like Shelby Foote. We don't know what Ray Grogan thinks about Shelby Foote.
We'll have to ask.
We'll have to ask him.
Yeah.
So, but that's what I think of.
First thing I think is General Lee.
Oh, sure. That'd be the second
Robert
one.
E?
Mm-hmm. Well, that, no.
Okay.
He's talking about Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, okay.
That's the car.
Yeah.
Okay.
The General Lee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uncultured swine.
This guy.
We grew up on that.
Yeah.
I didn't.
That's fine. So, yeah. Jesse, do you have a Netflix suggestion?
I does. All three of the Men in Blacks. We watch. Listen, I've seen the first two several times in my life.
Sugar. Water.
More sugar. Listen, the first one is great.
That's a Vincent Delfonte. I love him. He's great.
Yeah, he's good. Sorry.
The first Men in Black. The first Men in Black is good. The rest of them are garbage.
No, I am.
Y'all want to get in on this? That's like the best when he pulls the. Y'all want to get on? That's pretty good.
Listen, I disagree. The second one was less good than the first one, but still solid.
Mm-hmm.
The third one, apparently I'd never seen it. I thought I did. But after watching it, the way that they wrapped it up, the last 15 minutes of it, they just wrapped, Steven Spielberg wrapped up the series.
That's
so
Steven Spielberg?
Well. Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, so well. It's like they didn't leave room. They didn't leave any cliffhangers.
So we got Siskel and Ebert over here.
There were some tears. It was just such a good way to wrap up the trilogy.
No.
It was
first
so
Men
good.
In Black is one movie.
Men in Black
no.
1,
2 and 3 don't
no.
Men in Black, by the way.
No. Have you seen the third?
Listen, I don't need to see the
you
third.
You do need to see
no,
the third.
It's garbage.
Listen.
I probably have seen it.
No. No, because if you've seen it, you would be like, no, yeah, this is
I'm
perfect.
Pretty sure I've seen it, and it's awful.
No, I'm pretty sure you have.
No, who's the who's
Men
the
in Black.
In who's the people in it?
It's Will Smith.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I saw it. It was no good.
Yes, it was. They wrapped it up so well.
Men in Black, Will Smith is peak Will Smith.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's peak
Independence
Will Smith.
Independence Day, Men in Black.
Both of those at the same time. That's peak Will Smith. Everything after that, not as good. All the way down to the smack.
Yeah.
Although I'm glad he did it. Because,
why?
Well, just because it's entertaining.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, for entertainment purposes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris Rock's okay. He's going to be fine.
I like Chris Rock.
I love Chris Rock. He's fine. But I'm not worried about him. He's everything's going to be fine for
It'll
him.
Be fine.
I think what Will Smith did was wrong, but I'm glad he did it.
For entertainment purposes.
Yeah. Like, I don't... Like, I think it was... Like, I think what the South did in the Civil War was wrong, but I'm glad they did it. You see?
Oh.
We're going to make that a short... Let me explain. When I'm...
I'll have to get Ray Grogan's opinion.
Well, yeah, well,
about
I don't know if Ray
the Confederacy.
Has, I don't know if Ray has officially made a statement on the Civil War. Like, I'd like
has
to
it
get,
been long enough?
I might be too soon. I'd like to get Ray's official. Like, stance. who do you back?
Yeah,
are you a North guy or are you a South guy? And we're and there's no. I'm not here to talk about this.
No.
I just want
we're
going
to hold
about,
you to this.
You are going to answer this question.
Right.
Are you pro North or pro South?
Like we're talking 1850.
Ray, don't back out of this. Okay.
Listen, you need to watch next week's episode. This episode was next week's going to be fantastic.
We love Ray. All right, this is Dan signing off for Jason, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.
Sit, boo, sit. Good dog.
I have spoken.
Good night, Lower Patch Kids. And especially you, Keith. Even though you didn't want me on the podcast, apparently.
Malinak.
Keith Malinak.
And go to daffydown.com. Enter Lower Road Radio into the promo code.
Later, dudes.
And keep my wife's name out your mouth.
There it is.
Spoke over top of Teddy. That was almost
I
perfect.
I didn't mean to. I was already doing it. I know.
Later, dudes.